You know, I was wondering if I got one more thing.
I was going back, emphasizing the fact that you knew the radio station, right?
What's that?
You knew the station.
I heard a little bit, you know.
Oh, okay. So we're trying to resolve the machlokes, the definition. Or is it only three? In other words, when the Torah says three, does it mean that only three? Or three is when you chayef to do it because you have a size, because you can create a sizable, a real shevach, because you have a certain quantity of chashivas of people, so therefore you must do it. But two, you can also do it. So how do where do we go from there? So then we wanted to say, oh no, there's another question. That if three is a quantity that's chashav, so that's why. That's why it's chayev. So why by six, how can you break up into two threes? Of course, by six there's more quantity.
We don't have to come to six. You can even say four.
No, six is better.
No, halacha about four.
What?
Right, because you could always sign a four as this bad.
You're right. You're not supposed to.
This one,
right?
What was it then?
Because you can't break up in four anyways, because you're going to lose your zima.
Yeah, but
one leaving because he's chayev and zima, you can say. He's chayev and zima, so he can't leave.
Right.
But by six, the halacha is you're allowed to split into two groups.
Okay, based on that.
Yeah, so why can't you split into two groups? So we wanted to say, because it's not Barov HaMadras Malach here. Barov HaMadras Malach is where you go to, like the Kohel is going to a shul. So there we say, in basic Knesset, you say Barov HaMadras Malach. It's a Rov Am concept. But over here, you're not going anywhere, you're just making Berachos HaMazon. So there's no Rov Am. Rov Am means that the Am is going to the basic Knesset. So you have more people going, it's Rov Am. They're presenting themselves before God.
So 11 is a bigger kingdom than 10 in the Rov Am?
A what?
The Rov Am 11 is a bigger kingdom than 10?
Oh, yeah. Right. The more, the better. Oh. So that's why they're against a lot of times, because of Kaddish, people break up
what
the...
What about that? You shouldn't do that.
Yeah. So they say you shouldn't do that because of Rov Am. But we want to say that over here that concept doesn't apply, because over here it's just the concept of Berachos HaMazon.
Right.
So it's not a concept of Berachos HaMazon. Right? So it's not a concept of Berachos HaMazon. So then the question was, if it's not a concept of Berachos HaMazon, that was another question.
Was three better than two?
Is what?
Oh, also the ten.
Why is three better than two?
No, we're going to ten. Okay, I'm trying to retrace this. One second. So, this was all based on the idea that we wanted to say. We start off like this. The question was, why is it by minyan you don't say the Gemara doesn't ask? Minyan is ten. Can you do it with six? Right. The Gemara only asks over here by Zimun. That Zimun is three, could you do it with two? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't ask by Tefillah. Wow. So we want, right? That's where we started. So we said, because by Tefillah, it's the halacha is it's ten. So less than ten is nothing. But over here, it's not three, really. It's the function. It's a function of Gadol Ad Hashem Iti that requires three. But it's the function that determines the three. It's not the three that determines the function. In other words, the reason why you need three of it is not because three is something. Yeah. It's because the performance of Gadol Hashem Iti requires three, because you're saying to two people that you should join me. That's where the three emerges from.
Right.
So the three emerges from the function of Gadol Hashem Iti. Okay? But it's really the Gadol Hashem Iti. Mm-hmm. Right? The only thing is that for the Gadol Hashem Iti, you need three. Right? So now what's the Gemara's question of this? So how do you go ahead with
that? So then the question is, and why can't two also do Gadol Hashem Iti? Because the idea of just having that form, you could really have by two also.
You also elaborate on Gadol Hashem Iti
by two also.
Right.
So why should two be less?
Right.
Well, didn't you elaborate
on two ways why you could say two could be less? Either you say it's just that there's no chiyuv by
two,
or the Torah say you can't do two because it's bizarre.
That's what we said. We said the question is two, you can't do two because it's a bizayon in two. It's a bizayon, or you can't do two, or you can do two.
So it's not machayev you unless.
But it's not the Torah's not machayev you unless you have three.
Yeah, but you could have said more than that, didn't you? You said because it's a reduction in the because when you said three, it's galosh amiti. You said it's a keem of kishrim shemayim, or how do you express it? Kavod shemayim. So you said that's also two is also kavod shemayim, but it's less of a kavod.
Yeah, but then we got caught.
Right.
Because we want to say that the whole thing is the format of gadol hashem iti. Is the whole, in other words, how come six can break into two into three and three? Because the whole essence of this thing is this format of gadol hashem iti.
Right, which reflects
a concept in kavod shemayim. Mm-hmm. So once you have that concept, you can't increase on it. Mm-hmm. There's no rov al majus mal, so you can't increase on it. So you can split the six into three and three. Right? Right? Okay, but then you asked me a question. You said that if the format is the whole essence of this thing, and you can have the format by two,
you can. Okay,
right. According to at least according to one right. Mandamar.
Right.
So why should that? Why should the two be any inferior to the three mm-hmm. if the whole thing is the format?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The mechanics, basically.
That's right. The mechanics. Right? That's what we get stuck on.
Right. The minute you say three is better than two, then six should be better than three.
That's right. If you're going to say three is better than two, so six should be better than three. Elamaya says it's the format.
Right.
That once you have this format, so it's an expression of of the desire to be Megadol Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Once you have that expression, that's the essence of it. But if you're going to say it that way, so then two shouldn't be less than three.
Right.
Right. Rabbi?
Yeah.
Why is it, according to the Yippah, the two is, and if you actually then do it, it's not that it's just not, it's not the best kavod, it's actually the design.
He wants to know if it's a negative.
You're calling it a negative.
It's a negative.
You're invoking a method of a great shalach, but you're minimizing it. So it's like pointing, this is all you can gather up is two guys.
Uh-huh.
It's like a pagan.
So therefore I want to take a different approach. Otherwise back here. So I was thinking like this, that the real format is Gadol Hashem Iti. It's one person saying to two.
To two.
Gadol Hashem Iti. That is the format. Okay, and two doesn't have that format. So why is two a possibility, and why is there machlokas by two,
mm-hmm.
right? So I was thinking like this: that in Gadol Hashem Iti, in three, there are two kiyumim. There's the kiyum of the format, which is expressive of the whole idea of Kvod Shemayim and Klal Yisrael, Gadol Hashem Iti and Rav Shemayim Yachtov. Okay, and this is a mini expression of that. Okay, that's one idea. But then there's also a kiyum b'lev in the Gadol Hashem Iti. And the kiyum b'lev is that he wants to get somebody else to join him. Like we said, it's really Avas Hashem. That if I am Avas Hashem, mm-hmm. I want to be Mishmeh Hashem, like Avram Avinu says, mm-hmm. like the Ram says about Avram Avinu. So it's Avas Hashem that I want to get somebody else to join me. Okay? So therefore, the question would be like this: that three is the format, but the format is the tzura of the kiyum of Gadol Hashem Iti of Shevach. But there's also a kiyum b'lev, the fact that he wants to do it is Avas Hashem. So the question is: by two, you'll just have the kiyum b'lev. So can you do it by two because of the kiyum b'lev, or no? Since you don't have the full Shevach, you're not allowed to do it.
Because of Bizayon, or?
Yeah, same thing.
Is the Kiyum B'Lev of the Pleisus, the lesser form of the Shavach?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Can you do a Batarus Kim Shalalev?
Right.
And Kim
put on one. It hinges on two things. Can you do it on one hinge, so to speak? In other words, there are two phenomena in the three. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's the entity, the structural entity, which is reflective of a whole concept of Avas Hashem, Yedias Hashem, and Shvach HaShemokon. And that, for that, you need three. When you don't have three, however, but in the three, there's also a Kim B'Leiv. So can you do it because of the Kim B'Leiv, that I don't want to be Meshabeach Hashem alone, I want somebody else to join me, so that's a Kim B'Leiv. Okay?
Yeah, so
because the quantity, because that reflects the quantity, like by Klal Yisrael.
Two guys doesn't really reflect that. It's two, one, two,
yeah,
one
right,
guy,
right.
One guy is like two individuals. It doesn't reflect that.
Doesn't reflect. Wow.
Now, how does that work exactly? But Rov Am lends itself to like incremental.
The difference is, when do you say Rov Am? If I'm sending a delegation to the president, let's say. So you say Rov Am, I was Melech. He's a Melech, and Rov Am is greater cover. So that's when you're presenting yourself. In other words, you're asking for an audience. So you're presenting yourself before God. So that's like when you go to the basic Knesset.
So the more of that.
That's where you're.
Each yachid makes a difference.
Yeah. That's right, each yachid makes a difference. But here you're benching privately.
It just reflects the concept of the idea of the God of Shamiti, so
right.
Any amount which reflects it is all going to be the same.
That's right. This is just trying to reflect the concept of Gadol Hashem Iti. So as long as you have enough people to reflect that concept, so you've satisfied your goal.
So six to two groups also fits into
two. So six into two groups fits into two.
Right. Because you have both things.
That's right, because there's no cumulative.
Right.
It's a qualitative concept of Gadol Hashem Iti.
But wouldn't it follow then that the if you're going to convey this idea to more people, it's going to be a greater Shabbat?
No.
Just because the
concept is the Shabbat.
So no matter how many people you say it to, it's the same.
Yeah, because you're really reflecting the idea of all of Klal Yisrael. You know what I'm saying? So once you have that idea in miniature, so you have the Kiyum. But you can't have more people talking, it's not going to add to the idea.
Right.
The reason why Rav Am Hajas Melech is because it's a different concept. It's a concept of presenting yourself before God. Because that's really by Shlosha is really where you have the real Birchas Siruf.
Right. But even by the Kim Shebelev, you still have to create a Birchas Siruf. Even though it's based on the Kim Shebelev, it doesn't have to work through making a Birchas Siruf.
What was the question?
How do you know you can do that?
Yeah, but you're not going to have the structure. You're just going to have the Kim Shebelev. But you're not going to have the structure of the Shlosha.
But it's still a Birchas Siruf, right? Well, the other guys you also is benching, even though he didn't bench. It's still Zeman. It's not just being Motzi.
No, it's not being Motzi.
So it's a structure. It is an entity of Zeman. It's a Birchas Siruf. So like, how do you know that you could create?
So the question, that's a different question. Can you create a Birchas Siruf where you don't have the structure, just because of the Kim Shebelev?
Mm-hmm. I mean, possibly the Gemara Shomim, I mean, the three could do it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that two can't.
Right.
Two is a different idea. There's no source for it, but
there's no
source for three, but there's no source for two. It's
so the source is for three, and then I take off from there, because say there's a Kim Shebelev, right. And the Kim Shebelev, you can be Mekayim with two.
An element of the three. It's implicit in the God of Hashem Iti, the Kim Shebelev.
Right.
Say that again.
It's implicit in the God Lo Shamiti is the Kim Shebelev as well. So the question is, could that alone create the?
So do we answer all the questions?
I see the Rush does say Rav Am Hajas.
Where?
The normal way, right?
What he's saying is that just like you have a concept of Rav Am Hajas Melech, that a bigger
Shema,
you have a bigger delegation, so to speak. So it's a bigger cover Shemayim. So it's also a bigger cover Shemayim if you have a Birchas Shlosha than if you have a Birchas Echad.
Right. Yeah, it must mean that, because
nobody else. That's what it must mean. Yeah, nobody else. It's not really Barovan Hadras Melech.
It just means he's just using it.
He's borrowing from that idea. He's saying that just like when you have a delegation, it's a big Kvod Shemayim. If you have more people, the more people, the greater the kavod, because you're presenting yourself before God as a presentation. So, even though it's not a presentation, even though it's not a presentation over here, but a birkas shlosha is higher than a birkas yachad, is a higher shevach than a birkas yachad.
Yeah.
It's a higher shevach. I don't think it means Ravam really. The reason why he could join them, because we say that they're happy to do the mitzvah. They're happy to have the mitzvah of Zimun.
Right, so, depending on the basic requirements of Tzirut Deos there. Yeah.
Right. So I think all the Rosh is saying, he's just using it as a...
doesn't mean it literally.
Literally, it's the same kind of idea that it's a big encroachment, just like we say, Ravam Hadras Melech is a bigger delegation, it's a bigger encroachment. It's a bigger bruch if you have three people who are saying it together than if you have a yochid.
It doesn't mean because of that halachic mechanism.
It doesn't mean because of that halachic
mechanism. But it's not bigger, four or three. Or if you'd have more people, that wouldn't be bigger.
What?
But five wouldn't be
bigger.
Yeah, then you couldn't explain that halacha about six splitting into three. There's no way you'd get around that.
That's right. If you're going to say, that's right, you're rough to it, it's impossible. That's right. So really, it's not our. There's no. It's not the general halacha of Ravam, but he's saying it's definitely a bigger shevach. If you have three people in there, than one person. Similar to the idea of Ravam Hadras Melech.
Well, you would have had two, because it's Shamash Ocholimah. He's eating with two people here.
So
the Shamash. It's not three versus one. It's three versus two.
Yeah, but we paskin that you can't do two.
Oh,
you're going to go into the psar.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is if you hold, you can do two. Then why can't he do it? Why can't he split apart? He can still do it.
Right. You mean why can't one guy just split?
Or in the case of the shamash, if you have two, when you need to call the shamash over, you can do it anyways, just with two.
Right.
Rabbi, doesn't the lashon of the rush?
We'll have a zimun. Says, come join us.
Right.
Whereas ordinarily, I might not do that.
Similar to the flip side of what you were saying about the. No, that Tosos that you explained a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Like with the Klal Yisrael, like eating together or something like chazer or something. You know, that's not an object of social sharing.
Right, isn't that society?
There's the flip side of that in the positive way.
That's right, there's the flip side. So you say that ordinarily a person wants to eat with his friend. He doesn't want to see the shamash, he's not interested in socializing with him. But because the shamash will help as far as the mitzvah is concerned, so he's willing to socialize with him. In other words, sometimes a person might not want to socialize, but for other reasons,
right.
You socialize.
And those are rare instances he doesn't want to socialize.
Mm-hmm. That he goes off to the idea of what? Of
Mitzuviyosa.
It's not Mitzuviyosa. The fact that it's a chovo shows you that it's a different level. It's a different level of what?
I mean, the Gemara when it says the kavod l'chova, you could lav dafka the chova.
Right.
The chova is indicative of
a higher level.
And Rashi's learning this, but dafka
because of the because of gadol mitzuviyosa. Yeah, Rashi should say three is a chova, so it's definitely a higher level. No matter how you interpret.
Right.
So what does he go to mitzuviyosa for?
Right.
It's a good question. It's a question. The government should be also.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want the real case of Zimun, which has the quality of Chava. Why does it have the quality of Chava? Because it's a higher level.
Right. It's also a little difficult, because who says you're not allowed to become, go from Mitzvosa to Nenu Mitzvosa?
Right.
What is that?
Yeah, what is saying not allowed to?
Right. I mean, if you say it's a Zimun, you're like being pochet to the Zimun, it's a different, you know.
Yeah.
But just because you go to Yom Shavuot, so you whatever, you don't get the same schar, but it's an Esser like that.
That's right.
And it's an Esser, you're not like a Chalik, so why can't you be a Chalik? Because you could become an Yom Shavuot, so
right.
What?
Right, yeah, that's true. Eves and the other two Rishus, who says they're going to be Mizam and Altogether?
Rishus and Altogether.
sure.
So there,
if you have three and one leaves, so who? So then you're gonna have reshus, right? So who says they're gonna be mezamin altogether?
Oh, oh,
they might not be mezamin.
Oh, I see. I mean, if the comparison, the comparison implies they're going to be doing it in
different cases. That's right. They might not do it.
Yeah.
No, but if you say like, if
I'm part of it, why can't I leave? I have to go somewhere. So why can't I leave? So because I'm preventing a zimun. So I have a responsibility to go around the world creating zimuns, right? So the answer is, I can't leave because I'm harming you. I'm being mafsid you. That's why I can't leave.
But aren't you being mafsid me, like if you're being reducing the zimun from a zimun of chiyuv to a zimun of reshus, isn't that also a harm?
You're right. Why do you need to go to reshus?
And what?
About the intrinsic harm that you're reducing the level of the zimun.
Yeah, so what do you, in general?
Yeah, why do you have to go to the Tzuvah?
What is Tzuvah?
That's foreign.
Right. So I'm reducing the Zimun. So who says I can't reduce the Zimun?
Because I'm harming you by giving you a lesser level of Zimun.
How does it harm me?
Because it's great of him to do it to Torah Schiv.
So that's harming me?
Yeah. You had the opportunity to express your Shabbat on level A, and now because I'm leaving, you're causing me to only do it on level B, or you not have the option of not even do it all, possibly.
No. So now you only have the lower, so now you have only the lower opportunity, so do that.
So then same thing, go to Mitzvah Yosef Adam, so you're still doing it.
No, but there he's saying you're being mafsid my schar.
So what about the schar of doing it the mitzvah on a higher level? That's a schar also, the zimun.
The fact that I could do it on a higher level and you're taking that away from me, you're not being mafsid me because now I still have a kiyum. In other words, I still have a schar zimun.
Yeah, but mitzvah
The fact that you didn't do it perfectly, so who says I can't? Who says I have an obligation to make sure that you can do it perfectly?
And mitzvah also is also kiyum.
What?
And mitzvah also is also kiyum.
Right.
So you're gonna who has an mitzvah also?
No, but if you're gonna say that it's schar, that I'm being mafsid your schar. So then, three is mitzvah v'yoseh, so you get more schar. Two is a kiyum, so you get less schar. So the reason, what Rashi's saying is, the reason why I can't leave is because if I leave, I'm mafsid your schar.
That's why the other wicket is also by the two of the shamash.
Right, by the shamash,
it's nichalu. That's what it means. The whole issue is it nichalu for these guys to let him in? So if it's because of the schar,
that's why it's nichalu.
I mean, just because the higher philosophical key, yeah, but maybe we don't want to socialize with the guy, but everyone wants the schar.
Yeah, that's right. Let's say we would say the opposite way. That Gadol, there was a mandama like that. Gadol ain't a mitzvah and Misha mitzvah.
Right.
So then Rashi holds that it wouldn't be wrong to leave, even though these two guys are going to have a lower form of the zimun, but they'll have more schar because they're in a mitzvah yosef.
Right.
So the kiyum shabalei will be even greater.
Right.
So Rashi,
greater.
In other words, yeah, because if you say gadol, first one mandam of the Gemara in Kaddish wanted to say that in a mitzvah yosef is even greater.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's even greater.
All right.
Because you're not mechayev to when you're doing it.
Right.
So according to that Manda Omar, if I'm leaving you too, so I'm giving you an opportunity for greater schar. So I'm not damaging you, I'm helping you. So then I'd be allowed to do it. I think Rashi is saying the whole reason why, it's not because you can't diminish the level of zimun per se. There's no dim like that. You can diminish the level of zimun. But the thing is, you can't take away their schar. So you'll tell me you're taking away their schar because they didn't have the full
expression of Shabbat.
But how do you know that reduces the schar? They're functioning according to the way they're in. You know what I mean? That's what they could do. Who says that they're going to get less schar? It's not their fault that they came to the chosam. They're still going to have schar zimun.
So you're still maintaining they are getting less schar by the.
That's because we know. Oh, that we know. Oh, I see what you're
saying. Oh, because of that claw.
Because of that claw.
So we have to invoke that principle.
Because of that claw.
Oh, I see. That you know. Okay. All right.
But let's say we're the opposite. It was gadol enem tzuviyasa. So Rashi holds you'd be allowed to do it. Because you don't have I don't have responsibility to help you do it on the highest level. That's not my responsibility.
You can't cut down your sword.
Yes.
How come he doesn't have the fear? He has to stay there because he himself has fear.
He does.
So he shouldn't be allowed to leave because he has
to partake
in
Zimun.
Stam
Kashi. The more primary reason that they can't. Stam Kashi. Because apparently, Ein Rashoin, it says Chayobin Lazamein, that's one halacha, and Ein Rashoin Lachalik. So apparently there's an Isser in being Machalik also. It's not just that there's a Chova Zimun, but there's an Isser in being Machalik. So you're not just avoiding the Chova, but you're over an Isser. And
Rashi's playing the Isser.
The Isser is that you're being Megareah from the Schar.
Yeah, you see, the Russian Rashi is exactly what we're addressing. The Ozel Hu, right? If he does what, this is where he's going to go. That's where he's taking up.
So, let's say you were to say that to and with, you came with two.
Take away a mitzvah from somebody. As a matter of fact, if you run and you take away somebody's mitzvah, you own Shloshim Shkol, the Mirkanas. So he had taken away the mitzvah. But if it's...
But just to be chokes the mitzvah?
Just
to
be chokes the mitzvah, that's not, there's no issue in that. As long as he has mitzvah zimun. You don't say he could have had one... He could have. He's missing a component. Is Mitzvah Zimun? Is Mitzvah Zimun?
You actually passed in that way, Pashlo?
Yeah, Pashlo. Now I'll take him. That's not a problem. If you take away his mitzvah, that is a problem. But if you take away his schar, that you're not allowed to do. So that's where Rashi has to come on.
That's good.
Interesting. Yeah. You could have learned it that it's a, just like you can't take away, so you can't reduce the mitzvah.
Right, that's right.
Could be that's right. I didn't see any of the show talking about that.
There's no like that.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's no halacha like that.
Right,
he's so he's not allowing him to perform it on the highest level. Okay, but he's doing the mitzvah.
Got it.
But nothing on this, huh?
I looked down.
Check that all the street?
Yeah.
The mirror is